Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something. We are hardworking women and over 45. So, you know, we gotta, you know, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. And we all want that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands ranch.com/Frangela today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-El.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week.
We want to thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and at MSW Media.
Because you know why? You sexy and you smart. And you follow all the shows at all those places. You know what else you do?
Yes.
You are a wonderful supporter of this podcast. One amazing way that people support this podcast is through Patreon. And Patreon...
Thank you so much.
Is, I'm telling you, a lifesaver for us. So thank you. And you know what you get, Angela, when you support?
I do. You get 3 micro idiots, Francis.
What?
Every week.
Oh.
Every week. You don't even have to ask for it. They're just going to be there.
They're going to be there. Like air.
That's
just
right.
Surrounding you, supporting you, giving you life.
I don't know how you're living without it. If you are somehow, and if you can't support that way, there's also the occasional cameo. It's a video that you ask us to make for you, or you can give it as a gift. Maybe you just need a pep talk on those resolutions, you know,
whatever you need.
Have a birthday, whatever.
With your happiness in your pocket. Okay. Go to cameo.com, put in Frangela Duo and get your life. All right. Get your life.
If you can't do that, if you can't support us financially, we completely understand because it's hard for us, clearly. So you can always just get people to listen to this podcast, promote it on social media, get your friends and family and anybody who cares about you. Make it a condition of your love.
You know what? It could be a wonderful Christmas
saying.
Gift for you and us.
So you can do it.
We also want to let you know that we had to reschedule our Portland Wonderful Show, which is going to be February 25th at the Curious Comedy Theater. Check out frangela.com soon. The ticket link should be up there soon, and also at Curious Comedy. We love you. Come on out, Portland. Come on out and support, because I'm going to tell you something. We're going to bring down the house.
That's right.
Also, speaking of bringing down the house, you can still get a ton of laughter in your house through the Sexy Liberal Saves Democracy Tour show available on pay-per-view.
That's right. You can watch it through the end of the year. Just go there now to sexyliberal.com and go get it. And
please
watch it over and over again before New Year's Eve. You will have the best time.
Yes, and always join us for the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for the
Black Power Hour with Miss Stephanie Miller, where her blackery is on Black Talk. Black Topic.
Blackness. Here we go.
It's black.
It's black. This is from, first up is from John, our Wasp Commander, and
That's
Megan
right.
C.
And
Megan C.
Very nice. Both of you, we adore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A man in China was hospitalized after he ate a whole live crab to take revenge for my daughter after it pinched her.
You know, sometimes parents, you know, say shit.
Right.
Like, you know what? Like, you hit yourself on the table, they hit the table for you. You know
my
what I mean?
My mama did that. And I thought it was so lovely of her. She would blame the table.
Yeah. My people didn't do that shit.
No. Well, your people mocked you for it. And that's a whole different.
Yeah.
But there is this school of parenting where, you know, this is one of the things you do is, now revenge was never, I never thought of it as vengeful when my mama hit the table. But I guess it by definition, in fact, I thought it was more punitive, which right. I guess is also revenge since she's not really like a legal body or something. But
there was no reason for you to or her to ever sit there and be like, I'm going to take that fucking table outside, out right. back, right. and I'm going to put an axe to it because right. it hit my baby.
Well, right? I think what you're talking about is proportional response.
Exactly.
The crab did swallow your child.
It pinched.
It nipped.
It pinched.
It pinched. It doesn't sound like it cracked skin. And I gotta go. I have a theory here, Francis. First of all, let me just say, there's a profound misunderstanding of revenge here. Because ultimately, I don't think that that the man got revenge as much as the crab. Number two, I don't want to blame the victim, but as a Black person, I have a responsibility to ask how the hell she got pinched by this crab in the first place.
Well, okay. A man in China.
It's a part of my culture. I have no choice but to ask that.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you something. It's not you asking it. It's the ancestors. Mm-hmm. Because that's I'm right. going to tell you something. What I've come to understand is that my position here at Idiot of the Week on the staff, mm-hmm. it's not just me, Eleanor Francis Callier, asking right. this question. This right. question is coming deep from within my cellular structure, which is all a Blackdom
from
asking.
From the diaspora.
From the African diaspora. Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. But these are questions we have to posit.
Okay, because let me tell you something. I couldn't sit here as a human without my lips twisted into the form being like, what the fuck? Because I'm going to tell you, it's an ancestral need. Okay?
It is a need. It's beyond us, ancestral. Is what we're saying. It's don't blame us.
It's not
don't
us. Blame us. It's not me. This is the
It's like breaking the phone for the message somebody brings you on it.
Thank you.
I'm just saying. We have no choice.
The transmission is coming through me.
That's right. We have no choice but to ask that question. Okay. Although we're not going to get an answer.
Here we go. A man in China became strangely ill.
Strangely?
I question that shit.
That's abuse of that fucking adverb.
Strangely? I would call this a man in China came.
Predictably?
Right on time ill. Okay.
Predictably, unshocking or surprisingly, in the most banal turn of expected events.
After he ate a live crab to avenge his daughter. Now, let me tell you something. That's another thing that I do on the daily. I watch a lot of Marvel movies these days, okay? And I watch the Avengers. I know what avenging means, okay?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right to bring that up, because even if you didn't know before, now there's been a whole, and we know these movies are very popular in China.
You've had several
franchise education in what the meaning of vengeance is.
Hallelujah. Okay. Of the man identified as 39-year-old Liu of Zhejiang was recently.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, I think Zhejiang is an idiot cluster.
Is it?
Remember, I think that's where the man was had the gas station in his living room.
And the people also had that like fish farm in their living room too.
Yeah. There's a lot of problems with people misunderstanding their relationship to nature.
Yes. Was recently seen by doctors at a hospital for severe back pain for about 2 months after he swallowed the crustacean. Quote, I asked him, why did you eat a live crab? He said, I wanted to take revenge for my daughter, said the doctor. He said, when we were by a stream, my daughter was pinched by a small crab. So I got angry and I put it in my mouth for revenge. Let me tell you something. This is what I love about this whole moment, this second, because this is your issue, your ego thinking that you are the biggest thing on this earth.
That's right.
Just because you're bigger, that you got more power.
That you're going to win that fight.
And let me tell you, as a small person on this earth, let me tell you.
You understand.
I understand. And I laugh. I laugh with the crab. I laugh at his back pain.
Let me also throw out this theory. I'm gonna say, I think homeboy, we needed a snack.
Was he hangry?
He was hangry. And I think he looked at this as an opportunity. I think in his feeble little stupid head, he went, how far is this from sushi? As it turns out, it's very far. But from some sort of internal ceviche. And he just was like, I'm hungry. It bothered her. Win-win. And shoved it down his throat. I think the whole vengeance motive. I'd like to interview this child. I'm not even sure there was a pinching. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're relying on the word of the murderer here. Okay, about what went down. I'm just saying, but this is where I go, this doctor, some member of this team was black, is what I'm saying in China. Because this quote is all bolded and in like 27 font. Okay. Which, did you do that or did the article do
it? No, that was the article. It's the article.
Okay, that tells me whoever did this article is also black. Because the quote that they put all and highlighted is, we repeatedly asked him, I'm going to put some neck in it. We repeatedly asked him if he had ever eaten game or anything unusual, anything that could cause allergies. He said no to all. And later admitted to doctors that he'd eaten something special.
Bullshit! Ding, 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 dong, 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 ding, dong, dang, dang, dang.
That is, it deserved all those dings and dongs. That is not, Let me tell you something. While crab is typically cooked in China, it is sometimes served raw, but marinated in alcohol, earning the name drunken crabs. In the province where he is from, where this man is from, okay, and neighboring provinces per the Morning Post there. So he should know better. That's all to tell you he should know better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. You can't fuck with a crab, okay?
No.
You're not gonna fuck with crabs.
No. They've been around this planet a lot longer than you, Lou.
A lot longer than you, Lou. That is, to me, that is the bow down moment. Is recognize your role.
Thank you.
Respect the role.
Was there something else that could have happened in this moment? Even just to alleviate the feelings of having been wronged, of having your child been wrong. Maybe a stern talking to for the crab, or maybe even you take it home and cook it. But eating it live, to me, that makes me concerned. Has he had any neighbors that have gone missing? And has he had any neighbor conflicts that preceded them being missing?
Or he could actually tell the child, hey, how about you keep your fucking fingers out the goddamn crab's mouth?
I mean, what her hand, I'm just saying, this is the ancestors are asking. Not me.
Not me. This ain't me. That was not asking. The person who said that was not me. Francis. That was not Elder Francis.
That was an elder. That was an elder. An elder from Nigeria. Back in Nigeria. Wherever the fuck is from. Mine in, you know, Israel. That's
my people from Nigeria. The ancestors are asking that from the motherland.
I feel that drumbeat.
Okay. Next up, Donnie J. Woman charged after deputy said she was impaired, naked, sitting in chair on front yard yelling. Donnie J knows us.
Okay.
Donnie J, first of all, loves us.
I cannot say this more. Why we cannot get anybody to make Idiot of the Week a TV show, I do not understand. Because, you know what? People would not flock to this show. When we reenact this, you don't want to see us reenact crazy naked chair in the front lawn, lady. You know you do.
This is Rowan County, North Carolina.
Of course it is.
Deputies in Rowan County said a woman was charged after she was found in this. Okay. What was illegal about this? Let's talk about it. I'd like to let you know
that the Calier Holinsky School is now open.
It's open. Doors are open.
It opened a little late today. As they all want to do over at the Calier Holinsky.
It is. But the
Newgan University never closes. We don't close. We don't sleep.
They don't sleep. All they do is just sit in the dark and smoke fucking cigarettes.
And think of shit to say. That's all we do.
But here we are, with school is open. Okay, she was found intoxicated. First of all, who say you can't have a little nip-nip at home? Okay?
Okay. We're gonna quibble about what at home is. At home.
At home, at your crib.
I want to remind this is the front yard.
Okay. okay, that's part of your home.
Is
okay?
it or isn't it?
It's part of your home.
Is it or isn't
it's
it?
It's part of your home. Because here's the thing. I can't come onto your yard, and cut your trees down if I feel like it. Because you know what?
Okay, these are very different.
That's your place.
These are very
that's
different crimes.
Okay.
These are very different crimes.
Okay. So go with me.
I hear what you're saying.
All right.
But these are very, those are not great. That's not a great analogy.
You can be intoxicated at your house.
At your house, in your house, okay. Outside your house, it becomes a problem.
Okay, and
that's not me. That's according to Rowan County, North Carolina.
Okay. And she was naked. Okay.
I would like to posit that there's a causal relationship between the intoxication and the nakedness.
I would too. And a person gets the right, has the right in this country to be naked. Okay.
Not out
near
on their
your
front
house.
Lawn.
Near your house.
Oh, near? No, there's nothing. Heck, I'm going to tell you something. I'm willing to bet right now that near doesn't appear in any of the laws. Whenever the law gets into distance, they get specific AF. They get like within 100 yards, within whatever.
Well, let's get progressive with this thought, okay?
Progressive, I understand what she means is away from logic, reason, and the law.
Okay.
Progressively away from those things.
Let's get progressive with our thinking, all right?
Right.
So here's the thing. She was charged after she was found intoxicated and naked, sitting in her front yard.
What was she doing? You're avoiding it. Yeah, I know you are stalling.
Okay. She was screaming at children as they were getting off the school bus.
Okay.
I love this woman. I love her.
I need to know what she was screaming.
I need to know.
If you're from Rowan County, you know anybody in Rowan County, I want to know specifically what was she screaming. I would like it to be get off my lawn. I need to know.
Okay, but in my
another detail. What time of day was it, Francis?
It's late. It's 2:30 p.m. On a Tuesday. Stacy Lorraine Fry, she's 54 years old. She and I are practically the same age.
Is this what I have to look forward to?
before the grace of God go I, Stacy, is what I'm saying, okay?
Deputies say that when they arrived, they found Fry in the yard, naked, sitting in a chair, as had been alleged, right? They asked her to go back inside of her house, and she reportedly replied that it is, quote, not illegal to be naked, and I'm not going in my, I believe that's probably fucking house.
You know why? Stacey Lorraine and I both believe that you can be naked near your house.
Okay. Get near your house. Please. There is no near in the law.
You can be naked near it. Okay.
No, that's a feeling you have, but it's not a reality.
Okay. I want everybody to try this on for size. Naked near. Okay. Naked near it.
No.
I was naked near it.
Okay. At 2:30 p.m. on a Tuesday, yelling at school children as they get off the school bus.
Okay. Or do we call that education?
Well,
we call that experience. We call that socialization here at the school. Okay?
No, well, it's a demonstration of antisocial behavior for sure.
Well,
I have to know, school bus, how old are these kids?
Well, that's the other thing. And I'm not even being funny, but I am being funny.
That is shocking and wrong on a number of levels. But I think it does. I'm going to tell you something, Francis. Her sentencing for me does depend on what she was yelling.
Okay. Really? Okay.
Yeah. Because I realized if she was yelling something that I found abusing.
Would you give her some time off?
Like, you know what? Style points count in this court.
Okay.
The Shelton Union Court. Style
you got it.
Does
you got
count.
It. You got
You're
it.
Still
you got
in
it.
Trouble. Because this needed to be, if it had to happen at all, and I'm gonna say, I'm giving a lot by saying it, suggesting it might have had to happen. Mm-hmm. If it had to happen, 2:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, a Saturday night, Friday or Saturday night.
This is what makes me and Stacey Lorraine Fry sisters.
Or Sellies. That's what it may turn out.
Okay. When deputies attempted to get Fry out of the chair, they say she kicked and punched at them, which is not, I don't agree with, okay?
No, but then she did, I think the thing I could see you doing more readily.
This is the thing that makes us sisters. She did strike one deputy on the chin, which that's not okay.
Yes, right.
Okay, but this is the thing I love. They described her body. Now remember, she's naked. And intoxicated, and she hot from yelling at the children,
and they're carrying her, trying to put her in the patrol car.
They described her body as, quote, going limp. When they tried to place her in the patrol car, she used anti-government protest tactics on their ass. She went limp.
Stacey Lorraine, I'm hoping this is your bottom.
It's
okay,
girl. Stacey ain't nothing Lorraine. But gains after this shit.
There's got to be a meeting near you starting soon.
Mm-mm.
That you can go to get you a sponsor. It works if you work it. Keep coming back.
Let's pop these bottles, Stacey Lorraine. I think you got more in you, girl. Let's get creative.
I'm telling you.
Let's
so
get
she
creative.
Got 2 counts of assault on a law enforcement officer, intoxicated and disruptive and indecent exposure. This was a bad day for Stacey Lorraine, okay? And I will say for the community writ large.
Was it a bad day or did you just get free? Ask yourself, Bri. Ask yourself. Well,
from jail? She asked that question.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Jeff Stein.
And I'm Jean Meserve. Together, we host the Spy Talk podcast.
Every week, we delve into the worlds of intelligence, foreign policy, military operations, and the intersection of all three in national security issues.
Spycraft, cybersecurity, violent extremism, whether at home or abroad, technology's impact on intelligence gathering. We cover it all and much more.
We interview former spooks, military officers, government officials, journalists, and national security researchers, leveraging our backgrounds in military intelligence and homeland security, along with our decades of experience as journalists and news organizations like Newsweek, The Washington Post, and CNN.
So join us every Thursday for a new episode of Spy Talk, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Next up from Donnie J, Florida man accused of pouring bleach into co-worker's drink for being, quote, difficult to work with.
Okay. This is Florida, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And also I want to make it clear that this place of employment is the Dollar General.
Now, ain't nothing wrong with having a job at the Dollar General.
No. I say that to say, like Walmart, I believe, while I may not be backed up by this in the law, I believe that the laws are different inside of a Dollar General than they are inside of another store. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like Walmart has its own rules, its own laws of physics. I believe Dollar Generals have their own laws.
This
also
is a portal to another universe at the Dollar
That's
General.
What I'm saying.
This
That's
is
what I'm saying.
They are not, they do not abide by our mm-hmm. earthly values and means at
no.
the Dollar General.
No.
You can
no.
let me tell you something. The Dollar General, if you want to understand Buddhism, you'll go to the Dollar General.
Really?
Because I'm gonna tell you why.
Yeah, please.
Because you can go to samsara or nirvana.
Right.
It is your mindset and your intention and what you choose to do within that experience. You go to hell, be in hell,
mm-hmm.
or you can go to what we perceive as heaven or a golden enlightened state.
See, for me, the Dollar General is wherever you go when you open that box in Hellraiser.
Mm.
Okay.
You ain't got no choices.
For the Centibites, it's heaven.
Right.
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 But for you,
it's going to be hell.
It's a learning experience, you're saying.
Exactly. And I feel like this is where, if you're not sure, am I sent to buy, am I not, go to a Dollar General and you enjoy the experience.
We know what you is.
You got a bite. And if you don't, get out as quickly as possible. Don't open no more boxes. Like, apparently, Jerome Ellis, a DeLand Dollar General employee, was arrested on charges of poisoning food and water and tampering with evidence after video surveillance showed him pouring bleach into his coworker's can of Pepsi. Apparently, Ellis and the victim got into an argument the day before, and the victim told police he believed Ellis was holding a grudge against him.
Let's talk about conflict resolution.
Yes. I think that's something that we're way past the need to talk about in this country. Okay.
When you are pouring bleach into a co-worker's, because what I know he didn't do, he didn't kill you. He didn't try to kill you. He didn't try to kill you.
You didn't have an argument about this person trying to kill you the day before.
They didn't pull a gun on you, a knife.
No.
If that had, that be in this article. That would have been dealt with another different way. You just didn't like what someone said to you. And your response.
Yep.
Your response is that I will try to kill them. Hold that for a moment.
What's interesting to me too is on the video they said they show the man pouring bleach into the can and then coming back and spitting in it. Now that made me upset just on the basis of principles of heightening. You should have spit in it first and then the bleach.
Thank you.
You're moving backwards there. But also you shouldn't have done either thing, because you're right, Francis. What I object to here is this is not even close to conflict resolution.
No.
This is just straight up revenge, as talked about in one of our earlier stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because your goal is for this person to be sick, hurt, possibly. I'm assuming you knew that this could be a very bad kind of hurt, maybe even them dying, and not know why or how it happened.
Yep.
So there's no way you weren't going for resolution.
No.
You weren't trying to resolve the conflict.
You were trying to kill someone. Yeah, over something that you disagreed with. However you disagree, whether you were right or wrong, it don't matter. Your response is ugly. Yes.
But on top of it, what I find interesting is when he's confronted with the footage, apparently Ellis told the deputy that he'd put some clean solution around the brim of the drink to get at the victim for being difficult to work with. I'm going to need some examples.
Because you know what? Difficult. Let me tell you something. Let me side with him. Let me see what would make me want to put bleach in somebody's drink. If they open my mouth and they shat in it directly, then I would feel let's put some bleach in your drink.
Oh, you get to stab that person in any of the world. You get to stab that person straight up in front of everybody with witnesses.
I need cleansing from that.
No, for me, I'm going to give you one. There was this hoe who was in one of the touring groups with you who was always really late.
Mm-hmm.
I believe from what you told me stories about this woman, it would hold you up for hours, right?
Yeah.
Every show.
And they were corporate gigs. They weren't just, you know, regular people playing for,
people pay a lot of money for you to come to them.
Yes. They were clients.
Mm-hmm. And she would make people hours and hours late, waiting in a van for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know how that is. Heat, cold, waiting in a van with people that you are going to be in the van for hours driving someplace, and you're in there more just waiting for her. And she did it for years.
Yeah.
Right? I believe maybe more than on more than one occasion, had somebody come up with, let's pour bleach in her Pepsi at the next stop. There's a chance
in our McDonald's Coke
that you wouldn't have stopped it. I don't think you would have done it. I'm just not so sure you would have told homegirl about it.
I would have been like, no, no, no,
no, now, because I'm thinking to one of those days when maybe you were hungover, it was a really early call,
I wasn't paying attention,
and you're waiting for them, and somebody says it, somebody crazy, like it's kind of a joke, but then you see somebody do it, and then before you know it, see, because I've been in, not in this situation, but I've been in a situation where somebody says something as a joke, and everybody agrees to it as a joke, but then when the shit happens, like then you have to do, it's like, everybody doesn't know what to do because they've already agreed to it, but everybody kind of said it was a joke, but we're comedians, so nobody wants to like be the first to be like, I was kidding. Like, it seems wussy. This is how I ended up in a situation with glow-in-the-dark paint on my hands, touching people naked in the dark. And that's good. That's a long story.
That's so another, tell you that's that another
this,
day.
This is how you find yourself in those moments. Okay? Yes,
I get that. I get it. Next up from Donnie J. Man, 51, gets plastic balls stuck in his anus for 2 days. Donnie J, do you know who you talking to?
Okay. Apparently he needed to have this. This is the best use of the word yanked I've ever seen. A man ended up needing a plastic ball yanked out of his rectum after supposedly shoving it there to, quote, treat his hemorrhoids. I want you to give me 3 guesses, but the first 2 don't count, about a condition this man did not have.
Ding dong, not the hemorrhoids.
He had no hemorrhoids. I'm with this lie. I'm so sick of this lie.
The 51-year-old was rushed to the hospital in the early hours of the morning, confessed to medics that he had had a tennis ball-sized object inside his anus. Originally, the ball was from the man's vacuum cleaner, doctors revealed, in the company of his wife. See, this is the thing. When you got a ball up your ass, you got to do everything you can, everything in your power to get your wife, your loved ones out that room so you can speak freely about what you did to yourself. This is what I know.
This, I'm going to tell you something, Francis. This one particularly pisses me off.
Why?
Because of the vacuum. Do you know I'm so sick of buying vacuums?
I know.
I am so sick of buying vacuums. We all, because you know the vacuum you should buy is the like $800,000, $1,500, right. But none. I can't afford that, so I keep having to buy those $50 vacuums, which is undoubtedly what this is, $50 to $75 vacuums. Right. And the thing is, I'm sick of buying them. I'm sick of them breaking. I will be so mad. And my question is, have you used it before and put it back? And I have vacuumed our entire fucking house with a shit vacuum ball.
Yeah, exactly. Surgeons were tasked with retrieving the 7-meter by 7-meter ball.
Centimeter.
Again. Yes, not centimeter. Centimeter, not meter. Centimeter. Size of the tennis ball. Writing in a medical journal, doctors revealed that he had tried to extract the foreign body using a screwdriver and spoon. And all I can hear is the clink clanks of his ass, the click, 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 and the sweating and the
for
the
2 days. For 2 days.
For 2 days. With the spoon. And it was probably
longer.
I bet
it was probably longer than 2 days.
Thank you.
My guess is the reason they went there wasn't his pain, it's that the bitch tried to vacuum. And when homegirl tried to vacuum, and with the vacuum doesn't work. But wait, the little ball thing is gone. Where's the Dyson thingy?
This is what I love about this article. They started saying the things that we've been saying for years. People most commonly shove objects in the rectum for sexual pleasure. And there's nothing wrong with sexual pleasure. It's just that you have to be able to retrieve it.
Well, this is in England, which is, I think, or, you know, the NHS there advises that anyone exploring anal play do so safely and use an object with a flared base to prevent it from getting lost inside. That is so lovely and British. Flared. Could you please use a flared base?
Something with a flange. Yes.
Because they had to cut it in 3 pieces to get it out. They couldn't chuck it out. They couldn't use a small incision. It was a big deal. And I don't think people went. I know people didn't go to med school for this. But I need you, when you are lying, you need to have a hemorrhoid to be treating a hemorrhoid. You have to come up with something that makes some kind of sense.
Thank you, Angela. Let's review. We had the man in China who was hospitalized after he ate a whole crab to take revenge for his daughter after it pinched her.
That's right. We have the man who, or the woman who was found intoxicated and naked on her front lawn, screaming at children as they got off the bus.
We had the Florida man accused of pouring bleach into his co-worker's drink for being difficult to work with.
And then we have the man who had the tennis ball size, the vacuum parts shoved up his butt.
Who you like?
Well, this is the thing. I'm gonna go with bleach in the drink.
Me too.
Because first of all, this action was 24 hours after the incident, so you had a full day to consider. Now I'm doing that understanding that we're in the dimension known as Dollar General, in which time has no meaning.
Yeah.
But you left that dimension to go home, and that was when you were supposed to download correct information to go back in. Okay, and act right, Francis. There was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country that if you were working with somebody who was difficult to work with, you moved on.
That's right.
You moved on. That's you right. got a new job. You quietly quit.
That's right.
You did something else.
Or maybe you gave them a really bad Secret Santa. Okay, right. At the Christmas party, you know, you did, or maybe you wrote on one, you wrote on the little on your little evaluations. I don't like Sammy. He's not a good co-worker. You know what I'm saying? You bitched about them endlessly at the bar on Friday, but that's it.
Yes. And you know what, Angela? There was a time in this country that when you went to vacuum,
right,
you expected all the parts of the vacuum cleaner to be in that motherfucker.
Or in the vicinity, but they sure as hell weren't up nobody's ass.
I'm Frances Callion.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.
No surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.